Junior, would you read that to me? They're getting all balled up in the situation room, and it'll be a while before they get it down to us. So would you read it to me and let me try to take it down?
Just read it in your regular speed.
All right, are you recording it?
Yeah.
Okay, it is as follows. I thank you for this night, for the words which have been spoken, for the warmth you have conveyed. Paragraph. I am deeply grateful to each of you. Paragraph. On a personal anniversary such as this, comma, thoughts are many of the past, period. Yet, as I come near the end of my service as President of the United States, my thoughts go more and more to the future. Paragraph. I believe we are at the beginning of a new age in America. Paragraph. Beset, and belabored as we have been by the destiny of this decade, comma, I still say, dash, as I said at another convention 8 years ago in Los Angeles, when I stood at the side of John F. Kennedy, colon, paragraph, quote, this is not the afternoon of America, period. The twilight of America's promise is not here, period. No, comma, this is the high noon of America, dash, the high noon of responsibility for this generation of Americans. Close quote, paragraph. It is the reality of this decade that we have, comma, all of us, dash, young and old, north and south, east and west, Democrat and Republican alike, dash, lived and worked as responsible men and women, paragraph. We have cleared the American agenda of questions older than our time, paragraph. We have secured for all men those rights which are inalienable, paragraph. By what we have done together, comma, justice knows no color, comma, opportunity knows no race or religion, comma, and freedom knows no creed or continent, paragraph. Because of what we have done in the public sector and private sector alike, comma, the promise, comma, the potential, comma, the prospect for life being times before us could hardly be brighter, paragraph. Yet I cannot promise, dash, no man can promise, dash, that life in this new age will be a life of ease, comma, a life without effort, paragraph. We are, comma, as I see it, comma, moving into a time of trial and test, such as no other American since the first American has endured, paragraph. The test to come will be a test of our politics, dash, of our political system, our political values, our political purpose, paragraph. No less than those who founded the American Republic, comma, must decide anew, what we mean by freedom, what we mean by order, what are the rights of man and the responsibilities of society in this new age, paragraph. I have never forgotten, dash, and I am sure you recall, dash, the words John F. Kennedy spoke nearly 8 years ago when he said in his inaugural address, colon, paragraph, quote, before my term is ended, we shall have to test whether the nation organized and governed in such as ours can endure, close quote, paragraph. For the time to come, comma, we can repeat the words added then, colon, paragraph, the outcome is by no means, close quote, paragraph. Over the years remaining in this century, comma, it is by no means certain how the most cherished rights and most precious liberties of America. American tradition, will fare if they are in the winds that are already beginning to rise, comma, at home and in the world, paragraph. But these things I deeply believe in, colon, paragraph, until the swords have been made into plowshares, comma, until the tread of tanks has been replaced by the tread of tractors, comma, until the force of arms has surrendered to the force of learning and life, comma, until neighbor can sleep the night without fear of neighbor, and the children of this earth need not fear war anymore, dash, until such an age has come among all mankind, comma, America must keep her strength, and her will to use it must never be impaired. Further, my friend, this I also believe, colon, paragraph, until every family is sheltered in a decent home, comma, until every table is set with ample food, comma, until every man or woman who wants to work can work with dignity, comma, until every child knows no limit on the education he can attain, comma, until health is the treasure within the reach of us all, comma, until our cities are inspirations to the human spirit, and our streets are secure for the lives and persons of our loved ones, dash, until this age comes, comma, we of America's party must guard against the spirit of faction in all that we do. Paragraph. A new age is opening for America, dash, a better age, comma, a nobler, N-O-B-L-E-R, time for the soul of man, period. But let us not lose it by leaving behind the lessons for which those before, have learned at a price so dear. Paragraph. In my own years of service to this nation, comma, I have stood against aggressors and aggression in the 1930s, in the 1940s, in the 1950s, dash, and I stand against it still in the 1960s, period. Likewise, comma, I have stood against and worked against stalemated government, comma, against stagnant government, comma, against divided government, dash, and I stand against it still. Paragraph. America must move, period. We must sail, dash, sometimes with the wind, comma, sometimes against it, comma, but we must sail, period. We cannot lie at anchor in the harbors of the past. Paragraph. So, my fellow Americans, my fellow Democrats, near the end now of a long and rewarding life of public service, I am proud, I can say, that, comma, in all things, comma, I have been first a free man, comma, then an American, comma, then a public servant, dash, and, comma, last of all, comma, a Democrat, period. Paragraph. I pray that in your partisanship and in that of those who follow after us, this may always be the order of priority for all Americans. Paragraph. Saying this, comma, I say to you and to Democrats throughout the nation, comma, farewell and Godspeed, period. May he who presides over the destiny of men and nations, comma, hasten the day of peace for all his children to the farthest corners of this earth. Paragraph, good night and God bless you.
I think that's very good, Buzz.
I think it is too.
And you think you ought to make it tonight?
Yes.
You've changed your mind.
Well, I say that on the strength, and that's what it's written for, and that's what he said on the strength of his conversation with me this morning. But it's written as a speech, the first one wasn't, but this one is written as a speech that you can deliver in the hall.
Fine.
You know, it has punchline, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be, if he wants to go, I think this thing can get going, would be very effective.
Okay, good enough.
Okay.
Thank you, Buzz.
Fine.
Waiting.